With around 85% of Australia's population living in a coastal zone, rising sea levels and storm surges are forecast to have significant impacts on many communities. According to the federal government's National Coastal Risk Assessment, by the turn of the century, up to 250,000 residential buildings could be at risk of inundation and damage from a sea level rise of 1.1 metres. Erosion due to higher sea levels is also a key risk for coastal areas, especially in Queensland. Yet a number of state governments are winding back laws that limit development in vulnerable coastal areas, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
A national project will be launched today encouraging Australians to take photos of king tides. The aim is to give people an idea of what scientists are predicting will happen decades from now as sea levels rise. The Witness King Tide project began in New South Wales in 2009. Now it's going national. Green Cross Australia CEO Mara Boone.
Starting on the 14th of December, across New South Wales and just around the Hobart part of Tasmania, the tides will hit and we're going to encourage mass numbers of people to come out and upload photos. They then roll in the first, second week of January into Queensland, also parts of West Australia, bits of other parts of the country, and between sort of February, March, all the way to June, the tides will continue to peak around the country.
What are you hoping that this project will achieve?
If you strip away the politics, one thing is pretty clear. The evidence of gradual impacts of climate change are fairly incontrovertible. We think that it's time for Australians to get practical engagement and awareness around what this means for our way of life.
The Australian Coastal Society believes the King Tide Project is an important way to boost community awareness. Deputy Chair and member of the Wentworth Group, Bruce Tom, says King Tide events will happen more often in the future.
Instead of having just once or twice or three or four times a year, for every spring tide, you'll start to see those levels. And then progressively every high tide will get to those levels. And then progressively higher still. So it will be what I call the Venice effect. Because in Venice, the tides are getting higher and higher and higher every spring tide.
Conservative states are turning their backs on coastal management plans brought in by previous Labor governments that set sea level rise benchmarks for 2100. Victoria has amended planning guidelines to introduce a transitional sea level rise and is allowing coastal infill, while New South Wales and Queensland have jettisoned state benchmarks altogether. WA is looking to push its sea level benchmarks back 40 years. Tasmania, on the other hand, has just introduced benchmarks. Bruce Tom says states can't afford to ignore the science.
The science is quite clear. What is not so clear is the rate that sea level will rise, because it will vary from place to place, particularly different parts of Australia, but the differences will be quite small.
So does it concern you that you've got state governments that have removed sea level benchmarks and therefore will leave it up to individual councils to make decisions?
This is a discussion that is ongoing. I think the reaction of these new governments, because they are new in thinking about these issues, is one that requires them to, again, listen more intently to the science. I mean, the chief science in New South Wales, in her report to the government, confirmed that the science is sound. There are big questions of liability if you continue to turn your back on the science.
That's the concern of local councils, which have been left exposed by the state's pro-development decisions. The Local Government Association of Queensland is lobbying the Newman government to bring back benchmarks for legal certainty.
The councils are damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they deny property development rights on the basis of anticipated sea level rise and adverse impacts from increasing frequency of cyclone, storm surge and so on, then they can perhaps be challenged and held liable for denying someone an anticipated property development or redevelopment right. Conversely, if they don't do this, then they could find themselves in the medium to longer term being held liable for enabling a particular development to occur that did in fact increase risk and expose people to injury or property loss.
General Manager of Advocacy, Greg Hoffman, says it shouldn't be left to individual councils.
The nature of this challenge is such that we certainly think and believe there's a need for consistency there's a balance here between state interests and local interests that needs to be found, and on this matter we think that is a fundamental point.
Industry says the one-size-fits-all approach of the past was wrong and a common-sense approach is needed. Deborah Goostrey is from the Urban Development Institute of Australia.
What we've had before is almost a complete sterilisation of coastal areas. What we're seeing now is a rolling back to allow developers some flexibility to mitigate and manage in ways that are affordable and practical and give longer term outcomes rather than just banning development altogether.
By winding this back, haven't the states introduced uncertainty?
What we need is a framework which provides certainty, so that you can actually make sure that when you are doing a development, if it fits within this framework, that you can get an approval. This is new. Governments and industry are trying to work it through. And I think we've still got a little way to go before we find the so-called perfect scenario, because it varies so incredibly.
Aren't the state governments effectively unlocking land and development potential for the industry?
That is absolutely a situation where maybe some land will be unlocked. The problem for state governments is if they do a sea level rise benchmark right along a very large coastline, it's actually creating some anomalies because it doesn't rise consistently in all places.
Deborah Goostrey from the Urban Development Institute of Australia speaking with Cathy Van Extel. And if you want more on the Witness King Tide project, just head online to witnesskingtides.org. It's 8:45 on Breakfast.